Blog Talk Radio.
Almost live from somewhere in Nashville, Tennessee, Regime Entertainment presents It's Not Me, It's You, the show where the good, the bad, and the ugly of relationships are discussed from both genders' point of view. And now here's your host, John.
Hey guys, welcome to It's Not Me, It's You on this beautiful Thursday night in Nashville. Thank you for joining me wherever you are and whenever you're listening to this particular episode. We have a good one tonight. I'm kind of interested in talking about this because I actually have a lot of experience with this. We're going to talk about meeting people online or meeting people offline. What's the best way to do it? So before we get started, as usual, I will share my musical selection. This is Shane Henry with Love Anyway. Enjoy.
You're looking for the tunnel at the end of the line, waiting to feed any hand that bites you. You're nice to the mean and mean to the nice. You got it all wrong, but that's alright. Hey, hey, love anyway. Why you gotta bleed before you get cut? Got a feeling here deep down in my gut. Someone must have done heaven over on you to make you drive me crazy like the way you do. Hey, hey, love anyway. Hey, hey, love anyway. Any way to let you know how I feel about you.
Anyway, which is kind of our attitude when we're trying to find a date and trying to find a match, a life partner, whatever you want to do. And we're going to talk about that again, the online dating versus offline. What's the best way to meet somebody? And as I said before, I have a good amount of experience with this and a lot of different ways that you can go about it. But, obviously online dating has taken off, huge in the last several years. Enormous amounts of websites that you can, use the profile up. And some are free, some are, pay-per-view, as I like to call it. But the whole goal is to find your match. And whether you do it via your personality profile like eHarmony or just who's closest to you like Tinder or anywhere in between, it just depends on what you're looking for. In the old days, as we call offline dating, you go to a bar or you go to your church or you go somewhere, in public, actually get out and meet people. And there's pros and cons to both, and we're going to talk about those. So let's start with obviously online dating. That's the best place to get going, and because that's what a lot of people are doing these days. As I said, eHarmony and Match and Plenty of Fish and all the other dating sites that require you to sit there and fill out a long profile and charge you $30 a month. They have their pros and cons. And some of the upsides of online dating, obviously, is the amount of people that you can look through. There's thousands and thousands of people that you can look through. You know, obviously there's search criteria that you use, whether it's certain height, certain body type, certain type of hair color, you know, eye color, smoking, non-smoking, religious preferences, all the different types of criteria to narrow it down, where you have, you go from thousands and thousands to, you know, four, and hope and pray that you're the one that they choose. But, you know, usually we go somewhere in between, and we take a shot at that point. But the thing to remember is that the other people on there, the opposite sex on there, are doing the same thing. If you're a guy like me and you're looking for female, you know, she's out there looking for the same thing. But it's whether you match each other or not that matters. Whether, you know, because she may not like you. She may not like the way you look. She may not like the way you spell, everything about you. And if you can't get your profile right, then it's just, you know, it's not going to fly. It's just not anything that people are going to be interested in if your pictures are stupid and your profile is stupid, and it's just stupid. You're going to attract the wrong type of person. But I will digress on that one because I was going off on a rant about stupid. So some of the upsides of online dating, again, huge selection of people. You can look at a wider geographical area. I mean, you go to a bar, you're stuck with who's in the bar. You know, the good-looking people may not come until the next night, or the people that you might be attracted to may not be there until the weekend. So you can check out your wider geographical area and those people who share your interests if you do it online. So, you know, I know people who their geographical number of miles from where they are is upwards of 300 to 500 miles away from where they live. And they're willing to travel. They're willing to go see the person if they have the right chemistry and the right amount of interest. Ever get tired, but you can't sleep, and you get up at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning and you're bored? You know what? Guess what you can do? You can go online and surf your dating sites for people and maybe even talk to somebody who's having the same kind of insomnia you are. The whole point being that online dating is available 24/7 by 365. So you're home on a Friday night and you're lonely. You can go find somebody else that's sharing the same situation and maybe hit it off. You can't do that at a bar at 3 o'clock in the morning because, of course, in Nashville, most of them are closed. But, you know, the people in a bar at 3 o'clock in the morning, it's probably not anybody you want to be in a relationship with anyway. Sites have matching tools, obviously, again, personality profiles and search criteria, things that, you know, your certain marital status that you can match up with somebody else and see. You can't get that in a bar until you talk to them or, you know, an introduction or, you know, there's got to be some conversation to see whether or not you're compatible. Now, the downsides of online dating are very similar. It takes four freaking ever to get through the endless amount of profiles that are on online dating sites. Now, again, how much you narrow those down, let's be realistic. I'm a guy. I'm going to narrow it down by maybe height, body type. I don't care what color your hair is. I don't care if you have hair. But, you know, your income doesn't matter. Your eye color doesn't matter. Now, you know, it matters to me whether you smoke or not. I prefer a non-smoker. It matters to me on whether you're an alcoholic or not. I prefer non-alcoholic, but that's okay with you. So it still narrows it down to, you know, several hundred. And by the time you work your way through that, you're ending up with nobody left if you've you know, gone through them all and either they haven't worked out, you contact them, they don't contact you back, whatever the case may be. But it just – the whole process itself takes forever. Our goal – with online dating is to find somebody to date, right? So if you go online and you buy a 3-month membership and after 3 months you don't find anybody to date, take a look in the mirror and find out, okay, maybe this is the wrong dating site, or maybe there's something wrong with me. Maybe there's something wrong with my profile. Maybe my pictures are stupid. Maybe my criteria needs to be expanded. Maybe I'm being too picky. But you have to look at all those things, and you start with yourself in the mirror. Another downside of online dating is that a lot of people are not truthful. They lie about their age. They lie about their weight, their height. Their, even their picture's 20 years old. And you don't know that until you meet them. And by then, you've invested time and energy and maybe a phone call, maybe, you know, text messages and all that. And then you find out they're not who they say they are. That is a huge downside of online dating, because there are the liars out there that are just looking for whatever they're looking for. You can tend to get picky and also enjoy the quote-unquote virtual dating with somebody, where you text, you talk on the phone, but you never meet in person, okay? Virtual dating is not dating. It is not healthy. We as a society need to get out there and mix it up a little bit. Get out and meet people. Get out and shake hands. If it doesn't work out, so what? But at least get out there and do it. Scammers and predators, of course, are out there with online dating sites, and they're looking for somebody that's vulnerable, especially women that are vulnerable, that are lonely, that will do anything. Hey, this guy's interested in me. Maybe he's the one. And they're willing to settle. But scammers and con artists, and, you know, even worse, people that might actually take your life or threaten your life are out there using online dating sites. So the whole point of the online dating, it is a mechanism, but it should not be the only mechanism that you're using to find somebody. Use your common sense. You know, church, again, how about friends? You know, friends know you. Your friends know what you like. They know what you don't like. They know what you want in a guy or a girl. So let them help you find somebody that might be. That way you can blame them if it doesn't work, and it doesn't cost you any money. You know, we're all trying to save a few bucks here or there. You know, $30 a month, you know, tends to add up after a while if you're doing it on two or three sites especially. And if you're independently wealthy and you're rich, then there's It's Just Lunch, and there's, you know, Millionaire Matchmakers, and there's all these other higher price type of places that you can go to find a match. Now, offline dating. The way it happened in the old days, where you would meet somebody, you know, again, in church or a friend or a bar or a restaurant or whatever the case may be, and you would strike an actual conversation up with them and actually get to know that person as an individual, and you can see immediately what he or she looks like. You can see immediately what he or she sounds like, and you can tell the personality. You can tell facial expressions. You can say, can I actually look at this person longer than 2 minutes without, you know, without an issue? That's the beauty of it. Now, let's talk about the upsides of offline dating. What I just said, is there chemistry? Chemistry is huge. For me, chemistry is a big, big deal. You can't invent or make chemistry. You have to have it. It's just there. The spark, the, you know, the gleam in the eye. Is there fire when you look at her or him? Is there, you know, is there something there? Can you just feel it? Does your stomach turn? Is there energy when you're in the same room together? And you don't necessarily, you're not able to make that. That's something that usually can be instantaneous. And if you find that and it's mutual, you might just want to pursue that. You can read body language and, as I said, facial expressions, which, you know, of course, let you know whether that person is real, whether that person is genuinely telling you the truth, that they're trustworthy, you know, what kind of past they have. You actually talk to them. You might know about them through friends or work, so you know who they are and who they are, who they say they are, because this mutual friend recommended that you meet them. And then, of course, they're more likely to live in your area, so it's geographically desirable. You know, you're not meeting somebody who lives an hour and a half away in most cases, or farther. Now, of course, in Nashville, there's a lot of tourists here, but, you know, we know they don't hang out where we hang out. So, you know, it's a little bit easier. But, you know, it's your pickings are slimmer, but the pickings are better. And you know what? I always say it only takes one. You're not looking for 45 people. You're looking for one. So some of the downsides of offline dating are, you know, you have to rely on your immediate social or geographical area to meet those people. Now, unless I'm missing something and you live wherever you are wherever you're listening from, you live in the absolutely ugliest part of the United States of America, you'll probably find somebody there that's attractive to you, okay? If you're in a leper colony or a measles place or somewhere in a, you know, you follow my drift on that, but, you know, find somewhere where the pretty people hang out or the people you're attracted to. Not everybody's attracted to pretty and not everybody's attracted to unpretty, but we all like what we like. So go where those people hang out. Some other downsides include your lack of confidence and shyness can actually get in the way of making a date or talking to somebody. Introvertedness. I mean, introverts will be using online dating, Extroverts like offline dating. I'm an extrovert. I like going in and talking to people. And if you have a connection, great, make a date. If you don't, that's great too. You made a new friend. But if you don't have confidence or you're horrifically shy, if I can spit that out, horrifically shy, then that might be a problem. You need, in that case, you need your wingman. Get your wingman or woman to help you out if you need that. You have to work at being attractive inside and out when you're doing offline dating. You have to have hygiene. You have to have you have to be able to somewhat dress. You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to be spot on with your wardrobe. But you know what? If you're going to an upscale restaurant or a bar to meet somebody and you're wearing baggy jeans and a t-shirt, it's probably not going to fly. If you have hair growing out of places you shouldn't have hair growing out, it's probably not going to be somebody, you know, there's not going to be somebody there that's going to be attracted to you. So you have to work on being an attractive person, certainly on the inside. Don't be obnoxious. Don't be arrogant. Don't be abusive. Don't be a drunk. Be attractive inside and out so that you can look for somebody who is, wanting to get to know you. So now that you know some of the advantages and disadvantages of both types of dating, make a good choice. I'm all for doing both, okay? Now, you know, I've done both. I go out and I talk to people, certainly, you know, for the show and all that, but I also have online dated before at the same time. So, you know, pick which one you like or both and do them. Make an effort to do it, because if you're actually looking for somebody to date or a relationship, and you know, everybody should hopefully be actually at least wanting to, if you don't already have one. You know, holidays are coming up. Nobody likes to be alone, and if you've been single for a while, you know, it tends to do that if you don't have a lot of friends hanging around or family. But if you are actually serious about finding a lifelong partner, open up yourself to online or offline dating and see which one works best for you and your personality. There are a couple of free online dating sites, such as Plenty of Fish, such as Tinder, that you can actually get some results from. Most of them are free, but to communicate with anybody, you have to pay. So be prepared for that. Obviously going out to bars and restaurants and music venues, things of that nature, you have to pay for dinner. You have to buy yourself dinner. There's probably a little bit of drinking involved, even if it's just sweet tea. But you just need to, you know, be prepared for that side of it financially as well. There are other ways. There are meetups. Meetup group. Meetup.com is a great place to meet new people. If you're not familiar with it, check it out online at Meetup, MeetUp.com, Meetup.com. And there are all sorts of different interest groups within Meetup that, you know, there's hiking, there's canoeing, kayaking, there's, you know, improv and comedy, which is one that I belong to here. There are all sorts of, whatever your interests are, you can find a Meetup group. And it's a great way to meet people. And things come out of that. Sometimes they don't, but it is another alternative, and it is something that's a little more fun than just dealing with dating all the time. So, again, pick out whichever one you feel is best for you. I'm one that does both. Extroverts tend to go both directions as far as online and offline until you find one. Here's one piece of advice. When you find somebody, get off of the online dating sites. Hide your profile, cancel your membership, take the apps off your phone, do whatever you got to do, because that will, and we've talked about this in the past, that will come back to bite you. If you are happy in a relationship, there's no reason to have any kind of a dating app or dating site on your smartphone or in your history or anything like that, because you know what? That's just not cool. That's a lack of respect to the person you're with, and you don't want to necessarily do that. So be cognizant of that. Be respectful of the people that you're dating or the person that you're dating, I should say, and enjoy. Now, we're going to go ahead and wrap up. Again, thank you so much for joining me tonight. We're heading in the direction of keeping these within a half an hour. Make them a little easier to listen to. Make them a little bit more compact so that we're not taking too much of your time and of your attention. So thank you again for joining me. Next week, we'll be back, 6:30 Central Time. Make sure you go to the website, itsnotmeradio.com. Join Facebook. Hop on Twitter, because I put out Twitter tweets all the time, relationship quotes, things of that nature, and certainly information about the next show. And also, again, all of these shows are podcasted on iTunes, available. Just look up It's Not Me, It's You under iTunes Podcast. Thanks again for joining us. Best of luck with your search, whether you're using online or offline dating. And just be careful with it and be smart. And as always, peace out, everybody.